You dirty bitch! Look what you've done to my peonies!
They're marigolds!
Good God! I think she's right. They are marigolds.
I may not know my flowers, but I know a bitch when I see one!
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
It goes hard, but the lyrics are nonsense. I am rectangular. Yeah. I feel it in my bones. Your bones feel rectangular. Who's hot? Who's not? Who's a square or a block?
A block.
Got a hole in your cock. A pov on the block. I am rectangular.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is the director of Rectangular Bones, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
And best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. I am rectangular.
Feel it in my bones.
I feel it in my bones is what I do. There's no hole in my soul because I'm rectangular. I let Chrissy just listen to this, but you have got to understand that there is a phenomenon happening right under your nose, children. You got to go to Instagram. You got to look up, I think it's Stephen A. Music. Hold on, let me make sure I get this right. SeanStevens.music. You have to look this up on Instagram. He has put out a song that has basically changed the landscape of music forever. And the lyricism going on in this song is, I guess the best way to describe it is just to let you listen to it.
I mean, it's the very best way. He's a storyteller. He's just like Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan, Eddie Vedder,
yeah.
Pink Floyd. Who else is a great storyteller? Sean Diddy Combs.
Oh yeah, Puffy.
Puffy. Puffy.
I think he was Puffy for a minute.
Then yeah. Puff Daddy. Yeah. What happened to him? He was like the most famous guy on the earth for like
still very around.
He is? Mm-hmm. I guess I'm just not in the circles where I would see that. Who's hot? Who's not? Remember he did that song with Mace?
Yes.
Who's hot? Who's not? Drop your cock on the block or whatever he said. I loved it.
It's a great song.
Every time that song came on with that video with all the fireworks and mirrors, I was like, wow, I want to get into that. What's that? I was like 25 years old, and I was like, wow, yeah. I just want to be a part of one of those music videos because it seems so cool. And then Mace would come in, you know, hoo-ha, hoo-na.
Who's selling out the stores?
Drop a pop on the block, whatever he said. Who's hot, who's not? Got pop, you shot. Whatever he was saying, it was awesome.
It was.
It felt like I was hard when I was working in the restaurant industry. I'd be like, hoo-ha, hoo-na. Drop a pop on the block. Would you like peppercorn sauce with your steak? Would you like au poivre? Hoo-ha, hoo-na.
Au
poivre on the block.
It's very catchy. Very catchy.
So hard. Brian, so hard. All right, let me let you listen to a little bit of I Am Rectangular. Here we go. Ready?
1,000 kilometers to New York City to do this.
I am rectangular. I feel it in my bones. I am
rectangular.
I feel no hole. I am rectangular.
Who's hot? Who's not?
Who's hot? Who not? Who's rectangular on the block? I am rectangular and you are a circle. I don't want to play too much. I don't want to get anybody upset. I'm sure he won't mind because I'm letting you know. Go to Sean Stevens Music, Stevens with a PH, .music on Instagram. Look him up. It is like people are going fucking bananas over this song. Everyone is in agreement. We have no idea exactly why he says rectangular. Like it sounds like a puppet almost in a Sesame Street commercial.
It is now
cartoon.
In my head for
yes,
the rest of the day.
It's going to be because that's what everybody else says. I don't know why this goes so hard, but it goes hard and it shouldn't. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, those Instagram things or TikTok, you know, songs that went hard when you didn't think they would. It goes hard, but the lyrics are nonsense. I am rectangular. Yeah. I feel it in my bones. Your bones feel rectangular. Who's hot? Who's not? Who's a square or a block?
A poivre.
Got a hole in your cock. A poivre on the block. I am rectangular.
Is he promoting anything?
Yeah, he's promoting his music. Oh. He's telling you to go to
his
Spotify.
Music.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's got, oh, do I? As a guy who digs around the internet for a living, you should hear the music. None of his lyrics make much sense whatsoever, but the music ends up getting stuck in your head. It's almost like, I don't know, he's like
the earworm.
He's Rain Man of, he's a Rain Man of Instagram music. He puts together these lyrics that make no sense whatsoever. He's talking gibberish, but the music, all of a sudden, it's stuck in your head. The other day, I'm in the bathroom and ask, you know, we're getting ready for something, and I walk in and I take off my clothes to get in the shower, and I'm like, I am rectangular. And Astrid's like, what the fuck are you saying?
And she has to say that a lot.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well, I think she was saying that during our wedding vows. The fuck are you talking about? I thought this was a birthday party. No?
Oh, your wedding.
Just say I do. Yes.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you very much.
Yes,
yes,
recently
many
was.
Many years together. I don't know how many, but that's not my job to keep track. Now we've been together for a hot minute. Longer than I've ever been in any other relationship. Yes. That's for sure. And
good choice, by the way.
I agree. I'm not sure she agrees, but I agree. It's a good choice. And I don't, you know, you just know when you know.
You do.
You know when you know. There has never been any friction that makes this difficult. We very rarely argue. We never fuss and fight, like scream and yell and all that. Mm-hmm. And I realize that some people do that, and that's a good outlet for them. That's their way of communication, right? A little mm-hmm. row every once in a while, or maybe every day or whatever. That makes them feel connected in some way, or at least like they're doing a little push and pull. It makes them alive, I guess is the best way. It's like jumping out of a plane. You know, it's a dumb idea, but you do it so you feel alive. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I think people fight so they remember why they love each other so much. It's a pattern, but our pattern relationship is much more lazy than that. We just choose not to argue with each other because who wants all that? I got to raise 12 children.
What I know.
I don't have time for all that.
No.
But I love her dearly. I love her very much.
Happy
anniversary to my beautiful wife. And, I will say this before we get into the meat and potatoes, and maybe I'll share more later on down the road, but Astrid and I took a trip to Los Angeles for our anniversary.
Yes.
And while we were out there, we went to dinner with our rep, with our mm-hmm. agent, and he took us to a nice restaurant in WeHo, or West Hollywood, where Tom Sandoval has his restaurant.
Old Sandoval.
And what I didn't know is that we were having dinner on the same block. Hoo-ha, hoo-na. Sandoval on the block. So we had dinner on this in the same neighborhood that Tom Sandoval's restaurant is at. So Sandy Pants was at the restaurant we were eating at.
I can't believe it.
Chrissy, I walk into the restaurant. It's absolutely packed. It's a pretty well-known and popular restaurant, and apparently well-known and popular for both locals, celebrities, and then people. It's like one of those places. It's a staple. You got, oh, go to this restaurant, right?
So we walk in. You were hobnobbing with bigwigs.
I was. Well, hobnobs were bigwigging with me. What are you talking about?
Bigwigging.
Bigwigging. They put us in a corner and rushed us out of there. Remember how I told you we had two-hour dinners in Spain?
Yeah.
We had a 90-second meal in WeHo. They were like, okay.
Time's up.
Yeah, they probably have on their little, like, you know, table map. You know, every restaurant has a table map. Not important. Important. They,
right.
they color code the
exactly.
tables based on importance. I guarantee we were like fuchsia. Basically ignored. They didn't even mark that there was a table there. They were like, I don't worry about those guys. Just give them some bread and tell them dinner will be out soon. No free appetizers for us.
Son of a bitch.
So we go to the restaurant. It's very busy. We go up to the bar. We sit there for a minute. And then they explain to us that they apologize. They can't get us a table right now because there are more important people eating
right, exactly.
in this restaurant than you. And I understood, you know, I've worked in the restaurant industry. Okay. They kept on profusely apologizing, but we didn't really care. We were only standing there for like 10 or 15 minutes. They get us a table. We're walking back toward a private dining room that they've opened up for everybody to eat in. It's not that
all the unimportant people.
Yeah, all the unimportant. I did not see any famous people yes. within earshot of us. I did, however, never mind. I'm not going to say that. I just won't say that. But, you know, it was the Hollywood type, right? Everyone's looking good and fancy and eating their food. And then we're at an Italian restaurant. So there are a lot of what I would call like older. There's a number of older Italian men and women that are there. Mm-hmm. So this is a place that you feel like it's authentic and you're there. You're getting the real experience.
Nice.
So as we're walking to this private dining room that, again, is opened up for everybody. It's not that we got a private dining room. We're walking past there, and I see a little cowboy hat, a cowboy hat that's too small for the size of the head upon which it's sitting. And I'm like, well, that's weird.
Did it have the string, like, holding almost, it in place?
Yeah, like a Toy like Story a hat?
Party hat.
Yeah, like Woody from Toy Story. You know, when the kid puts on his little hat, and it's yes. like... You know, my kids run around and they take the hat off Woody and they put it on top of their head and the hat is 2 inches wide. It was the weirdest thing. I thought to myself, well, that's strange.
Yeah.
Right? But so then I just kind of turned my head a little bit so as not to gawk or guffaw over this particular situation. So I walk and I look and here's what my mind identifies in that 1 second glance. Hat too small for the head. Vest, leather vest on, mustache. That's what I ingest. Go sit, have dinner, and about an hour later, I get up to go use the restroom. As the meal's coming to a conclusion, I'm like, I gotta pee, I'll go restroom. I walk, I gotta pee, pee, poo, poo. So I'll go over there. I always like to drop a deuce wherever I go. That way, they remember me.
They remember not to let you come back.
One of Astrid's chief complaints about Brian at restaurants is that he always has to visit the restroom. She goes, it's like you're on a tour of restrooms. What are you doing? I don't know. I just like to go to the bathroom sometimes. Check it out. See
bathrooms
what's going on.
Are cool.
Yeah. I'm hoping there's a glory hole in there. I just stick my dick and get a blowjob or something. I don't know. Bathrooms are cool. It's a little...
Bathrooms can be cool.
Lets you decompress from what's going on at the table. You know what I'm saying? Gives you a little breather. And that's the kind of brain that I have. It works real hard, and then it takes a couple days off, and then it works real hard again. So I'm walking over there, and I got a cut in front of this table where the cowboy hat man is. And as I'm walking toward it, I go from head to toe, hat... mustache, vest, back to mustache, to eyes, Tom Sandoval is sitting there in the restaurant. And I'm like, holy shit. Clearly he must know who I am. I'm a Brian Green of Commercial Break fame.
Commercial breaks.
Yeah, the commercial breaks. He has over 12 listeners on a monthly basis. Please welcome the guest host of the Commercial Breaks.
It's so good.
But yeah, so good. My forgettable panel at PodFest. Which I'm going to go do again.
Yes,
podcast movement next week. Yeah. So, you know, so I'm like, holy shit, it's Tom Sandoval. So I get in the bathroom and I'm like, well, what do I do in this situation? I came to the conclusion that what would I do?
I know.
Hey, Tom Sandoval, I have a clip on Instagram that's currently going viral where I'm making fun of you. I just wanted to introduce myself.
Yeah.
Brian Green, the Commercial Breaks. How are you?
Where'd you get that hat?
Sir, please don't speak to the other guests. Thank you. I'm so sorry, Mr. Sandoval. We put him in the back room, in the unimportant room.
We tried.
Sometimes the people in the unimportant room get into the important room.
First class.
Yes, we're getting a...
They were in coach.
That's right. We're getting a porta potty put in the back of the building for the unimportant people. I'll have him sanitized next time. What was your name? Mr. Green? Mr. Greens, please don't go in the important room. I forgot your name already. I'll be back with your free bread, which I'm sure you're here for. We make extra bread for the unimportant room. And by the way, we'll send you a bottle of Chianti Classico.
I was going to say that too.
This $3 bottle of wine comes from Costco. It's Chianti Classico. We eat it with some fava beans.
We'll be charging $50 for the
bottle. I saw Tom Sandoval in Los Angeles. It was unbelievable. I was in WeHo with Tom Sandoval. Look at me.
It's always kind of weird when you see, somebody that's famous.
Yeah.
That you've seen on TV.
Yes.
In real life.
Yeah.
IRL. Well,
we came across a number of different famous people while we were in Los Angeles. We were in the vicinity of some famous people, like not in the same room hanging out with them, but, you know, they were around. And it was weird to kind of be in the orbit because it was like people taking pictures of them and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And there wasn't, had somebody been there that I actually really gave a shout about, I probably also would have been fawning over them. But there was no one I really cared about at the end of the day. But I like to watch. I was gawking. I also tried to take a picture. Like, I don't want to be that asshole like everybody else There were literally people standing there as if they were in a zoo taking pictures of this girl. Hillary Duff, I'll say that. Hillary Duff. They were literally taking pictures like she was in a zoo. And she was obviously not having it. She was just, she had her head turned. She wasn't being she wasn't being unpolite. She just wasn't having it.
I guess you have to have, like, kind of ignore it. Unless she ignored it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you know, and I think Atlanta is becoming somewhat of a little, you know, Hollywood-ish here because we have so many people filming.
It's a little hotspot.
And
I blame us for this. I think we are the reason that people now call us the Los Angeles of the East. The Commercial Break Studios.
Is that what they call us?
Yes. Okay. Over 12 square feet of studio space.
Wires taped.
Wires taped to the walls. A sure fire hazard.
Is that show still on?
Yes, I'm John. What's his name? The guy, John, who played
the piano. Yeah, the piano. John Tesh.
I'm John Tesh. Welcome back to Entertainment Tonight. Atlanta is becoming the new Los Angeles of the East, or so they say. We go live to the ground, to the tiny little house just north of Atlanta that started this whole ball rolling with Brian Greene's from the commercials breaks. Unfortunately, we couldn't get tape from inside as our producers thought it might be a safety hazard. It also smelled a little weird and there was a dog barking the entire time. But Brian, tell us how you started this whole thing. Well, thanks, Brian. We're going to get back to someone really famous. Hillary Duff came. There's Hillary Duff. no respect. We get no respect. I don't want respect. I don't want to be guffawed at like that. That just seems like a weird way to live, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like such a strange...
And people, I've heard people talk about it. I mean, some like reality stars and those kinds of people actually want that attention.
They think they want it.
But yeah. But then there's I have heard a lot of people talk about how the fame is just overwhelming.
It's too much.
You can't, you can't walk down the street. You can't, you have no privacy.
As a guy who's really famous, it's really hard to get noticed once every 4 years by Jeff. Hey, aren't you Brian Greene's from the commercial breaks? But I think you're right. I think people think they want the fame, but the fame is a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
Because it can cut positive, it can cut negative. And ask Hillary Duff. She's been through it all, right? She was a child star, and then she got famous, and then people hated her, and now people love her, and then people hated her, and now they love her again. And the other person we saw that was famous is the lady from This Is Us, the very famous lady, the bigger lady. I can't remember her name, but wonderful actress.
She's so good.
And she was there.
I love that show.
And she had the exact opposite approach as Hillary Duff. And I'm not saying one is right and one is bad. If I was Hillary, I would not have appreciated all of the attention like that either. I would have been like, I just want to be left alone.
Yeah.
But the other lady, which I wish I could remember her name, but is it Melissa something? It's Melissa something, I think. I don't know. Anyway, she took the opposite tact. She took selfies with everybody who was standing there. And she was really... very sweet about it. Appeared that she was being very sweet about it, and you know, she just gave them a picture and then they went away.
Yeah.
Right, so there's kind of two ways to diffuse the situation: completely ignore it, and what I think you're doing is encouraging people to get a little bit more aggressive, like people really want to be paid attention to, so they start taking pictures like she's in a zoo. She's just like putting phones literally in her face and snapping photographs.
I was thinking about that the other day. Does the paparazzi still really exist on the level that it did, Britney Spears 90s?
Oh, yeah.
It does?
Oh, it's a bigger business than it's ever been, I think.
Really? Because everybody's paparazzi now. Before, you didn't have the camera phones.
But
you
could
only see the pictures from those people. But
true.
Now everybody has a picture.
Well, I think it's a different... I think fame is a different thing now because everybody senses and can access so much information about your life that if you choose this road, you better be ready for it all to come out. That's why Chrissy, I have taken the tack since day one to just be completely honest about everything that's happened. All the uglies, all the everythings. Because the truth is, should someone really want to find out, they're going to find out anyway. It doesn't matter. I'm an open book. I am literally an open book. My legs are open 24 hours a day. I'm an open book for you guys. But it's a different type of fame. But the difference today, I think, than back then, while people can take photographs of anybody anywhere, they can be paparazzi themselves, they don't know how to get money for it. They just put it up on their Instagram instantly.
Mm-hmm.
I think only a few hep cats understand that for a really good picture of Tom Sandoval or Sandy Pants at a restaurant in WeHo with another lady besides the one he's supposedly dating could be worth $10,000 to TMZ or New York Post or whoever, the actual paparazzi have relationships where they can sell those pictures mm-hmm. and know how to copyright them and know how to get digital rights management and all that other stuff. When I'm Brian Greene and I just take a picture of Hillary Duff like she's a horse in a barn, and 3,000 other people are doing the same, first of all, it's not a good photograph. Second of all, I'm not really sure that Hillary Duff is even someone that they would pay to have her picture. So am I just wasting my time? The real paparazzi are like fucking just people who just follow everybody around until they catch them in a human moment, and then they sell that human moment because everybody else likes to laugh at celebrities who are having human moments. So my opinion is the paparazzi are bigger and badder than they ever were because it's big business to get those photographs of those people in those human moments. But yes, you're right.
But
also,
are the human moments staged? I feel like the human moments are staged.
Oh,
now.
That's the other thing. Well, that's a different thing altogether. That's PR. That is specifically placed in a way. Like you see these girl, you know, I don't know. Take an example. Real Housewives of Atlanta star in Jamaica showing off her brand new buns, right? Yeah. And it's like 24 photographs of her in some string bikini, mm-hmm. which looks, they're perfectly clear shots. She's rolling around on the beach. She's got her leg up. She's oiled up. She got her makeup on.
Yeah.
That is somebody
that's staged.
That calls the paparazzi and says, mm-hmm. calls a paparazzi and says, hey, you think you could put out a few photographs for us? We're going to be at, you know, Venice Beach, 3 p.m. at this pier. Meet us there.
I forgot about the calling.
Yeah. Of course. You call and you stage it, essentially.
Who do you call? People.
Yeah, people. You call people.
People magazine.
Yeah, that's who you call.
We need to be calling people.
That's right.
People magazine, how can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling. My name is Bob Smith, and I'm calling on behalf of Brian Greene from The Commercial Break. Brian Greene, The Commercial Break. I just wanted to let you know he's going to be walking the streets of Atlanta starting at 3 p.m. today. Don't you want these photographs?
No.
It could be worth big money.
It probably won't be, so we'll pass on that. Do you have any photographs of Hillary Duff?
Yes, I do. I'll send them right over. Like, you call, and then you just set it up. And then there's lots of other stuff that's staged, too. There's PR plants, and, you know, there's a whole big machine behind there mm-hmm. that we will never get involved in.
We will never know the inner workings.
No, we will never know the inner workings of fame because I just don't think that's in the cards for us. But that's okay with me.
Absolutely.
I don't want that.
No.
You know what I need? I need a good, healthy pat on the back from our listeners every once in a while. Keeps my tank full.
Yes.
I don't need to see my name in lights. I'm not interested in all of that. And it will never happen anyway.
Yeah, like, the reviews are perfect.
Love it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Reviews are good. That's the notoriety mm-hmm. that I want, is the knowing that people are enjoying the show. I've really thought about this long and hard. I am not interested in, you know, having security around me or being famous in that way. Because that's not me. It's not who I am. I'm not interested in any of that. I'm too old for all that bullshit. Plus, like I said in the last episode or a couple episodes ago, we are in a different, like, you and I serve the 25 to 54 crowd, not the 16 to 25 year old crowd. It's not generally the people who listen to The Commercial Break based on the information that we get. And so I think there's just, when you get to a certain age, you're like, do I really need to get all worked up about a podcaster? You know what I'm saying?
Right,
I'm not
exactly.
Conan O'Brien. Do I really need to get worked up about Brian Greene?
And he was on TV for forever. Yeah. So
if you see me out on the streets, let me respond. Okay. I am a nice person.
Yes,
and by nice
are.
Person, I mean when I am not bothered. And by bothered, I mean talk to. So just don't bother me. Don't talk to me.
Oh, you'd love to be bothered.
Of course. Hey, you, my podcast friend. I just popped in to say that you are the best part of TCB. And to show our appreciation, we want to give you a free WWFD sticker. It's the What Would Frankie Do sticker you've been asking for. It's number 4 in our series of stickers, and you get one just for being a friend of TCB. Go to tcbpodcast.com, hit the Contact Us button, tell us you want a sticker, and drop us your physical address. Those FedEx men's will be at your door post-taste. We want to hear from you, your wild and wacky stories, dating disasters, ask TCB questions, and now you can ask Brian's mom for terrible advice. Hey, I learned my terrible advice-giving skills from someone, and my mom is that person. 1-855-TCB-8383. Toll-free from anywhere in the world is where you can send us your questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas. It's a real live phone line where we actually respond. 855-TCB-8383. At the commercial break on Insta and TCB Podcast on TikTok. And please, do me one more favor. Go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Subscribe to that channel. Morgan does a great job editing the videos to be released on the same day it airs here on the podcast feed. Now let's listen to a word from our sponsors who keep this rambling wreck fueled up and ready to rock. And then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
Listen, I told some people last night about our dive bar tour idea, and it went over big time.
Viral? Did it go viral inside the
It went viral
on
inside the house.
Yeah, at the table.
With all five of us.
I got 5 out of 5 legs!
Yes, so I like the idea of people sending in their ideas of their favorite dive bar in different cities.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for right now. We want to understand... If Chrissy and I were to put together a small, and by small I probably mean one city, one bar, two. One time. Yeah, two, maybe.
Two city tour.
Two open mics in a row, Thursday and Friday night at the Laugh, at Jolly Rogers in Charleston, South Carolina. If we were to put together a little, small, couple city dive bar, we'll come and we'll do some kind of performance.
We'll do the show, right?
I will sing the song. I will sing the song. I am rectangular. Well, that's the big debate right now, is that if we were to do a show live, would we do a live episode of the commercial break? If we were in a dive bar, maybe. Maybe that's what we do. Come up for an hour and a half, 2 hours, do what we do. If we do an actual show, like in a venue somewhere, then I think we would probably not get away with just sitting on
the couch. I mean, I
think
it's a live taped show, right?
Yeah.
We tried to do this at Mempho that one year.
No, we were like, that was, yeah.
Live from Mempho.
It's too loud, too noisy, too exactly. Distracting, and we're next to the bathrooms. It smells bad. Yeah. Oh, and it's 112 degrees outside. Enjoy yourself. Yeah, right. We went to Mempho a number of years ago, and that went over like
we
a wet fart
ideas.
In church. We had big ideas and a big tent, but nothing else in it except... For me and Chrissy. And really at the end of the day, me, because Chrissy had other things to do. Yeah. Chrissy quickly realized this was not the idea. And she had other places to go. Yeah. But Jeff was like, I need somebody in that tent, man.
He did.
He was like, I need you here at 8:30 in the morning. We got home at like 2:45 the first night. And he's like, I need you there at 8:30 in the morning. Make sure someone staffed the tent. Staff the tent? What staff do you think we have?
We didn't realize the commitment that went along with that. We thought we were going to do like a little show and then go enjoy the music.
Yeah, I did about halfway through day number two. I realized what kind of commitment it was, as I couldn't leave the tent.
You did get some audio, though, of people.
I did, but it was unusable because we were right next to the stage. What was I thinking when I put this idea together? I mean, honestly, when Jeff and I started talking about this, what were we thinking? This is a bad idea. Do a live show from Mempho while Widespread Panic is playing 6 feet away. Live from the bus, that's a commercial break. You can turn them over when
it's... Stop laughing at us.
Schools! I'll be school side, bro! Hey, we're trying to do a show here. Alter forever!
our harebrained ideas over the years have been funny.
They have, but they've all worked themselves into some magical...
On my way here today, I saw a billboard for a podcast.
Oh, you did?
I couldn't tell. Like, they should not have done... All I could make out, because it was dark, it was like blackish.
Yeah.
You couldn't see the name of the podcast, but it did have podcast white type letters. And I was like, but which one is it? And I was like, oh my God, somebody else is doing a billboard for a podcast.
Stop. Stop!
Don't do it!
Stop! No! Warning! Warning! Bad marketing idea. Yeah, don't. The 5-second flashing billboard.
Put the money towards wires. dollars.
That's right.
And microphones.
Put the money toward your family. Do anything besides. I mean, my family didn't know where the next meal was coming, but Brian had to have a billboard on Mulholland Drive at 2:37 in the morning during the lockdown of coronavirus. What a dumb idea. One of my friends got a billboard on in New York in Times Square.
Whoa.
And so she posts a picture of it, and I am impressed because I'm like, wow. I looked into Times Square billboards. And
how much is it?
It's sunshine. It still is way out of our price range.
Oh, God, no, I know. I'm not saying we should do that. I don't want to do that. I think actually. It's like, do not do that.
No. If somebody else can do that for us, that will be cool to take a picture with it, but that'll never happen either. Because with that, you'd have to be famous if we don't want all that. So it's like $10,000 for a minute billboard that rotates in 20 seconds or whatever it is, right? The $10,000 minimum, I think, depends on which billboard you're on, because there are hundreds of billboards down there. And that's why it's such a bad idea. It's because how do you expect that someone is going to give two fucking shits about your podcast when they are driving by at 72 miles per hour or they're in the middle of Times Square? Do you really think they're taking the time to subscribe to your podcast?
No.
So I say, how did it do? Well, she was gifted it. It was gifted to her by her network or something.
Okay.
It was gifted to her. And she's like, listen, I think we ran 30 times in 10 days or whatever it was, 20 second pacing.
Mm-hmm.
So 20 seconds at a time on a digital board.
How many
billboard.
Clicks did it get?
Well, people were up there just hitting the button all left and right.
Smashing it.
Get down off there. What are you doing?
Sorry.
Smashing the subscribe button. I'm writing down www.thecommercialbreakspodcastcomedy.... Oh, I gotta
HTTP.
Wait. Yeah, I gotta wait another 3 hours till the 20 seconds comes back. It's so stupid. So I said, how do you see a bump in traffic or anything? And she's like, no, of course not. Of course not. Because it's a ridiculous notion. Yeah. Now, I know that billboards do work for some companies, but it's like a brand thing.
It is.
You can't expect that people are going to call a phone number right away.
The QR codes that were on those a while back drove me crazy. I'm like, who's taking out their phone right now?
No
driving
one.
To do a QR code on the billboard.
No one's doing QR code. I mean, QR codes, like if at a restaurant,
at a
when
menu,
they have a menu.
For a menu.
Yeah. Or in a hotel
when
you need
room service.
When
you're forced to do them, sitting down at a table.
Yeah, and I mean, that's such a bad idea, too. I really dislike that. I mean, I understand you're saving paper and all that, but it really drives me crazy when you go to like a super nice restaurant and they want you to open up your phone. It automatically sets the tone for the night that I don't like. Everybody's looking at their phone and, scrolling through
a
menu.
It does set the tone for looking at your phone.
And let's be honest about it. Of all the websites in the world, I think restaurants do it the poorest. Like, restaurants have such a mishmash of different types of websites. They're usually all a WordPress site where most of the links are broken. The menu is outdated. You click to make a reservation and you never can make a reservation. It's like restaurants just, I don't know.
They should just have a huge, large menu where everybody can see it from their table.
Totally agree. I got a friend who's got a bar in Athens and he just writes the menu on. He has all the walls have big chalkboards on the very top, right?
There you go.
And so he just writes little things on them, but he puts his menu on there every day.
So you can look at it and also talk to the person in front of you or the people that you're with, and you don't
That's
have to
it.
Look at your phone.
It's like a little social thing. Everybody's talking to each other and they're having fun. It's great. But, for a podcast and you're putting it together a one-off billboard where people are driving by. Now, to be clear, how do I know this? Well, let me explain how I know this. I'm going to give you a little marketing magic here. Okay. We had no listeners anywhere.
No, we had
period.
Just done two episodes or something.
Two episodes. 90% of the three downloads we got came from Atlanta and then one from Venezuela because my mother-in-law wants to be supportive, even though she has no idea what I'm saying.
That was sweet.
Did I think I said this story too.
Or she
when it happened,
told her friends about it.
That she put it out on LinkedIn. You and I are talking about, Cox for Christ or whatever. And my mother-in-law sent it to all 5,000 people on LinkedIn, like personal message or whatever. Check out my son-in-law's new podcast. We got hundreds of downloads in a week, and I was so excited. I'm like, wow. Then I look at where the traffic's coming from, Venezuela, Mexico, Spain, and I'm like, why are we getting all this? And Astrid goes, well, I told my mom, and she threw it out there on LinkedIn, and I'm like, no.
No.
So anyway, how I knew that
Cox
for Christ. I had to change that title because I got a little nervous. So how do I know the billboards work? Because I picked places where we did not yet have any listeners, like Davenport, Iowa, and Los Angeles, and New York, and all these other places. So we did see some traffic from those places after we ran the billboards, but it did not in any way, shape, or form. Yeah. Chrissy. We're constantly trying to fill the bucket back up. People are always just like, oh, I'm out. Cox for Christ. See you later. I love when we get a new Instagram follower, and occasionally I'll go look, you know, I want to reciprocate. Maybe I'll give their, you know, one of their posts a heart or whatever, but I want to go reciprocate. And every time I see, you know, people have put, you know, Jesus lover or, you know, Christianity forever or whatever. Every time I see that, I'm like, well, I subtract that from our follower count because I know that one's going away. Well, Teresa Caputo is my, you know, Teresa Caputo is my favorite. Well,
spirit negative, animal.
Yeah, spirit animal. Well, that was fun while it lasted. Well. Oh, man.
I listened to your podcast. Nightmare. Crickets.
You know, crickets. That's right. Someone the other day, like from the podcast industry, a rather kind of, I want to say, like in the podcast industry, the business of podcasting, I would consider them a relatively important person.
An executive?
Yeah, kind of. Yes, an executive. a CEO of a business that does a lot of things in podcasting that everybody knows. He's one of those guys, people that everybody knows if you're in the podcast business. So he texts me the other day. Every time he texts me, I'm like, wow, this guy's, you know, he likes us. And he goes, so we're talking about something else. And then he says, oh, I heard your story about your Airbnb in Spain. I listened to your show. And I'm like, oh, yeah, thanks, man. I'm glad you found it funny. He has not responded since. He could have at least said, yeah, it was, or no, it wasn't. But he just said nothing.
Sometimes no response.
Nothing.
Is the best response.
Well, listen, I can't expect that everyone's going to be a fan of the break. I'm just hoping that more than 10 of you eventually will like the commercial break. That's what I'm going for. We're talking about fame, and literally no one listens to the show. I think we suffer from a little bit of delusion sometimes. This is what happens when you sit in this fucking thing. It's like that guy Kai. Remember? We were talking about him yesterday. I was running around New York with 50,000 people.
Yes.
He probably suffered from the same delusion, only there's a difference between him and us. He actually had people watching his show.
Yeah, he was popular.
Yeah. So I get back. I circle all the way back to the point that if you find yourself with an idea for a dive bar that Chrissy and I could do a show at. Send
I can't
in
believe,
your
was that the originator of this?
That was originator, and now we're almost at the end of the episode, and we've talked about nothing for 45 minutes. Glad you stuck around with us.
Oh, we've always said it's just like, just it's the two of us like at a bar.
That's
at
right.
A dive bar.
At
talking.
A dive bar, that's right. we Well, I guess there's only one way to end the show, Chrissy. And that is rectangular. I am rectangular. I feel no hole. I am rectangular. And you are a circle.
What'd you call me?
I called you a circle. Hey, babe, my cock's rectangular. What do you say? Jump on, come over here and jump on it. No? Okay. I just want to become famous with my own wife. That's all I'm looking for.
Yes, the my approval. Wife. Yes. I'm the same with Jeff. I'm like, when's the last time you listened to the commercial break?
I know. Huh? Oh, he yeah.
He's like, he's like, I'm busy. I'm like, going on?
Astrid sends me an Instagram message or a message the other day. She goes, have you heard about Feet Finder? You guys should talk about Feet Finder. And I'm like, we did four fucking episodes on Feet Finder. My feet are on Feet Finder because of the commercial break. When are you going to listen? And I can understand Jeff. He doesn't work with the commercial break. For God's sakes, Astrid's the reason for the commercial break. Oh, Lord. All right, tcbpodcast.com. That's where you go. Brand new. It's lovely. Astrid did a great job working with the company that did this website, and we'd appreciate it if you would go there. All the audio, all the video right there from one location. But most importantly, you can get in touch with us. You want your What Would Frankie Do sticker? We got it available for you. There you go, Chrissy. Show the nice people.
That's right.
So your What Would Frankie Do sticker, number four in our series. Look at my body. It's a great sticker. We'd love to send it to you. If you want us to sign it, we can do that too. Go ahead and go to the website, hit the Contact Us button. There's a drop-down menu that says, I want my sticker, and then give us your physical address. We'll send them off. We do that every 7 to 10 days. We drop some in the mail, so you'll get it in a couple weeks. Also, it's so important. We would love you. And I say it's so important as if it's actually important. It's not important, but we would love it if you would go to our YouTube channel and subscribe to the YouTube channel. I think you're going to really like the videos. Morgan does a fantastic job. The episodes air the same day on YouTube that they do here on the audio feed, and it just helps spread the word about the show. So you could do us that favor. Go subscribe. We would love you for it. 855-TCB-8383. 1-855-TCB-8383. Toll free from anywhere in the world. We'll pick up the charges. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. We take them all. We always answer. We never spam. You can also do the same thing on the website if you want to send us an email. Go ahead. Please do it. We'd love to hear from you. Ask TCB. Ask for advice. Ask Brian's mom. All right there. At the commercial break on Instagram. TCB podcast on TikTok. Yeah, ask for my mom's advice. Ask Brian's
mom.
That's
right. That's right.
Okay, Chrissy, I'll say that. I guess that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
But I love you.
And I love you.
And best to you.
And best to you.
And thanks for hanging in there while we babbled for 45 minutes. Until next time. We always say we do say and we must say.
Goodbye.